right, this is Monday evening, July the 12th. This is a special meeting of finance to take up just a couple of items. Present at the start of the meeting is Alderman Salvucci, Alderman Fuller, Alderman Friedman, and Alderman Gentile. I want to thank folks for coming in here extra early on a summer night. But we wanted to, several of us have the public facilities after this, so we're trying not to infringe on Chairman Schnipper's time. So the first item is docket item 198-10, James Pellegrini of 60 Clinton Place, appointed as a constable for the City of Newton for a term of office to expire July the 12th, 2013. We've been joined by Alderman Ciccone. Mr. Pellegrini, why don't you join us here at the table? All right, we have a lot of backup information on both of these constable appointments. The reason why we're doing them now is, and we're also joined by Alderman Rice. I know that both of these guys have been waiting for quite some time to be considered for as a constable. They were trying to get a position as with the previous administration, but the previous administration had decided to put everything on hold. And then the new administration wanted time to figure out how they were going to go about things. So finally, now that it's ready to go, knowing how long that they've been waiting, we decided to just, you know, quickly take them up tonight. So we have a lot of backup information. Everybody has provided the necessary documentation. The one thing we're waiting for Jim to get us was a copy of his bond, which is here tonight. So he has provided evidence of the bond. As I say, all of the stuff that you've submitted, Jim, we have copies of, but why don't you just take a minute to introduce yourself and, you know, maybe just mention why you want to be appointed as a constable, and if people have questions, we'll take them.
Okay. I'm James Pellegrini. I retired a year and a half ago from the police department. I have 26 years on the police department. I worked at City Hall for quite a while in the print shop, so I had 34 years of service with the city. Part of being the decision to be a constable is another way to keep involved with law enforcement. And to still serve the city. You know, lived here all my life. Been involved with a lot of civic activities. The Explorers Post within the police department, which there's now 15 kids that worked with me since they were 14, that I had my group in and out police officers. 12 of them, I think, were in Newton, one in Natick, Boston, there's a few of them around. But basically, like I said, it's just a way to stay involved with law enforcement, you know, stay within the city.
Okay. Well, joined by Alderman Danberg. Questions? Who's in?
This is probably to our chairman. I apologize. I'm a brand new alderman. I don't know what a constable is or what their duties are. I apologize. And how many do we have, and are there certain numbers? And if somebody could just tell me the basics, seem terrific. But
well, I can tell you a little bit in that. I don't know how many there are as of today. I can tell you that I can't remember. It's been quite a while since we have appointed anybody new to the position. There isn't anything in our ordinances or in our charter that says that, you know, we're capped at you know, so many constables. It's really it's up to the administration as to who they want to appoint. Jimmy can tell you better than I, but basically it's serving papers from the courts to different people. But Jim, why don't you go ahead? Yeah.
Thank you. I apologize.
It's basically that's what it is. Like you do, lawyers would have papers that they need served to divorces, civil actions, things like that. Somebody gets evicted, you'll go there and you'll stay there while they take all their property and possessions out. You also do have powers to arrest if there's certain criteria on it. But you can actually, you know, if they give you a copy where they want them to come before the court, you have the right to go and get them just as a police officer would and take them into the court. So that,
and is this a paid position?
They pay you. The people that hire you pay you.
Pay you, not the city.
No, not the city. No. It's all privately. The attorneys pay.
The attorneys would pay.
And how do you get assigned a case thing? Is this
just like having your own business? You go and the court has your name. The court can call you. If someone else is busy, they'll call you the next. You go and you know, to the different lawyers that you know or different businesses, whatever, and I'm a constable if you need something served.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Good. Yes.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Are there any other questions? All right. If there's no other questions, there's a motion to approve. All those in favor? Okay, it's unanimous. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have a full committee. Eight people came in here on a hot summer night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This will also go to the full board tonight. So, you know, if everything goes well there, it'll be official. And then, I don't know, it's probably 20 days like anything else. Then you got your 20-day period and you'll be all set. Okay, you're all set.
Thank you,
John? Next item is 197-10, Sean Murphy of 11 Morrill Street in West Newton, appointed as a constable for the City of Newton for a term of office to expire July 12, 2013. Sean, if you could do the same thing, just tell us a little bit about your background. And
I'm Sean Murphy. I live in West Newton, own a home in West Newton, Morrill Street. I've worked for the city for 12 years, 2 years for the school department, and now I'm a lieutenant. I've been a lieutenant on the fire department. I've been on the fire for about 10 years. Lieutenant on Elliott Street. Like Jimmy, I just want to get my constable and another way to serve the community. That's the day I live in. Basically, it for me.
You guys can also admit it's a way to make a few extra bucks.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Nothing wrong with that. This is America, capitalism. It's fine. It's a way to make some money. Questions for Sean? Steven?
Just actually on that, Sean, because the difference between you and Jim is that Jim's retired is more flexible. You are not, so I'm assuming that this is just three times.
Yeah, I work a one-day on, three-day off schedule, so it's nice. As most of you probably know, 24 hours on, 72 off, works nice. So on my off days, I'll definitely be available.
So what do you, go ahead.
And the duties never come, my point being that people know that the duties, like you wouldn't be called on at a time you're also.
Well, when I'm working? No, like as Jimmy said, it's kind of like your own independent business. So if I wasn't available, I'd tell them and maybe they'd call somebody else probably to work for them.
Vicki?
How many constables are there?
I'm pretty sure, as I was told, there's eight of them.
Eight
of us, yeah.
And do they roll in different years to come up every year?
As I was understood, yes.
And the length term?
3 years.
Is 3 years.
And it's a whole nother fat process to reinstate yourself and get those whole application and everything.
Is there a training course that you need to take?
I'm not sure.
And how did you find that out?
Well, there isn't a specific training course, but does Silton do something?
Silton wrote a handbook.
There's a book that with guidelines that you get.
But aren't there different kinds of tasks?
Yeah, they're different.
So every task has a set fee?
There's only a couple. It's average $50, or if you're doing an eviction, it's $300.
All right.
Average. know, you can get more on the eviction, but the average paper that you serve is $50.
All right, Alderman Salvucci has moved the item. Any other questions? Okay, all those in favor? All right, it's unanimous. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, sir.
All right, last item is 184-10 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to eliminate a part-time chief zoning code official and the part-time principal planner's position to create a full-time chief zoning code official position, which the salary would be absorbed in the existing FY 2011 planning department budget. I am told that this, even though it was originally referred to finance, that it did not need to be referred to finance, that this is being dealt with in zoning and planning, and because they have the money already in the budget that they plan to use to fund this, that we don't need to take it up. Is that correct?
The ordinance requires the board of aldermen to take action for the part-time job.
Which is more appropriately done in zoning and planning, since it's their department, and they'll make their, I think they've already made a recommendation to the full board, right? So what the thing is, I mean, I assume we were just going to NAN it. You seem to have a new method of doing something here.
Then you would have conflicting reports. So I think you should just refer it back to zoning.
So just refer it back to zoning?
Right, and they've already taken their action.
So okay. So we're not going to refuse to accept. We can just say we refer it back to zoning and planning. Everybody comfortable with that? John?
Just to clarify that, this is dealing with moving money, though, between two parts of the budget, but we don't have to review it or not?
I think we're really adding this budget to put together. It's a mistake made in the table of organization. Money's in the budget.
In the correct place. But the position was written incorrect.
But the position was carried in the table of organization. This is the part-time positions that they intended to create. And there's an old ordinance that dates back to the 80s that says the administration needs the board's concurrence for part-time positions.
Okay. Vicki.
Is that Pam Savin's position?
No.
Do you know who that has part-time principal plan? Nobody in the job.
Ruthanne?
A quick financial question. Do the two part-time salaries add up to more or less or the same as the full-time other position?
One thing that the planning department said is that they will, have the money. They've got flexibility that no other department has, because they also have the ability to swap salaries between the community development block grant program, between the federal home program, and it's also a piece of money to the preservation of the money.
Although this does say that the benefits aren't necessarily accounted for?
Benefits weren't provided as such, but what an advocate, they could have asked for money for benefits, but in reality what seems to happen every year is that staff turnover in the city, because of conditions of appropriation, gives Dolores, the controller and the personnel director, the authority to transfer fringe benefits between departments. We always work on that.
Thank you.
All right, so the motion is to refer the item back to zoning and planning.
This question must leave its point. If we actually refer it back to a committee that's taken action, if I understand what staff has done, what does that actually mean, Dave? Does that mean that now that's going back to them, that they technically have to docket it and they have to take...
Basically, you're saying
we don't need to take an action on this. We're going to refer, we're going to defer to zoning and planning for recommendations.
Right. I understand your point was that a voice is conflicting these boards, but it doesn't also lead to a final action. I'm just saying, say if they had taken an action that the board had actually already approved, well, I couldn't have. They had a waiver. So I'm just saying that this, it still works. They just, right, just accept it as being referred. I don't think I've ever seen it come from the side.
I think it's going to come up tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
It's going to come up tonight,
right,
in the full board, so. Okay, so the motion is to refer it back to zoning and planning. All those in favor? All right, it's unanimous. So again, thank you all for coming in early. That concludes our work tonight. I still don't plan on having a meeting unless it's necessary the rest of the summer. So if you can just bear with me, if some things come up and we need to do something, then we'll schedule it. Maybe it'll be before the full board meeting in August, but we're trying to minimize the, you know, the nights that people have to come in. And there really isn't anything pressing. So we may not have something until September. Okay. What are we doing now? You're in charge. Where are you?
We have one more item. Have you gone to Nick? And Shauna, we have a little surprise for you. And your husband, your new husband's name is Dee. I wanted to make sure.
Oh, did I write in the wrong spot?
Okay, let's get relaxed.
Okay. We'll start with this. And
you guys might have to do that.
And I'll be right back.
Is the other meeting in here?
You can stay right where you are.
Oh, you're here.
I am.
Thank you, guys.
Nice.
probably supposed to go with it for public hearings. Oh, wow, no, it's a toaster oven. Thank you. Not going to leave it open because all these people are here.
What's the matter?
All these people are here for the public hearing and everything else.
Yeah, a toaster oven.
What is it?
The toaster oven. It is a silver. Nice. It's very nice and very needed.
Good. You don't already have one.
My other one is too much gone. Yeah.
All the Danburg did all the shopping.
Thank you. Yes, we know I live with three kids now, so I need six slices of toast.
There you go. Well, enjoy.
Very good. Enjoy.
Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
David's
going to
be really nice.
Yes,
I know.
Thank you.
Just one item.
You want this to you in the chair?
One time or the other. I have to
find
out.
All right, we're done.
Oh, okay. We don't want to hold you.
Yes. A very nice one.
Oh, right.